Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast. The Larger Learns and Sports Podcast.
All right, folks.
The Larger Learns and Sports Podcast.
It's
podcast.
Wednesday night at 8:30.
Podcast.
We're coming at you live from the heart of Chicago, Illinois, in the United States of America. Yes, we are the Larger and Lawrence Sports Show. I'm going to hand it over to my friend, the man, the myth, the legendary, Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III.
Well, thank you, everybody. It's great to be back with another exciting episode of the Larcher and Lawrence and Sports Show. We have a phone number to call. It's 347-945-6131. We'll be talking about a lot of things today, including football.
Yes.
Including baseball.
Yes.
Hockey.
Oh. Yes.
Badminton. No badminton.
WNBA.
Just a little bit.
And we're going to spend some time on the UFC.
Right.
Yeah.
MMA. One of my favorite segments is when we have Cliff come out here, and he talks about these things.
Our MMA guy, Cliff Hagerman, is with us tonight, and also brought along his pal, our friend, Cole Miller from American Top Team.
All right.
Yeah, UFC fighter Cole Miller. He'll be on the show very shortly, but we do have our guys from Comedy Accident here. We had our first show in a long time, just a couple weeks back, over at the Underground, Comedy Accident at the Underground. Casey is here with us. Eric is here with us as well.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, just real quick, do I have time to do a song for your show? Because he did one.
No, that's...
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, because I had a good one. I had a doozy.
What do you got?
Maybe we'll wait till next Wednesday.
Really? Because I was now excited. Now I'm ready for a song.
Yeah.
It's more of an instrumental.
You can do one tonight. Like, you have about 10 seconds to prepare.
Well, you're kind of shining.
But not next week.
All the work I put in that song.
I thought you produced it for Eric.
Mine's more of an instrumental song. I guess I'll let Eric have his vocal.
A minstrel song?
Instrumental.
Oh.
You get back to us in 2 weeks with a demo of it on cassette tape, and then we'll take a listen.
We just got some breaking news in the Larcher and Lawrence and, news desk here. It seems like Rajon Rondo... was thrown out of a basketball game. Him and Chris Humphreys, they were all ejected after, and some guy named Gerald Wallace.
That was in my song.
And a fight broke out, and it ended up in the stands.
I hate that Humphreys guy.
This happened here tonight?
Yeah, this is just breaking. It's just into my little headpiece.
I hate that Humphreys guy because what he did to Kim.
Well, I guess Humphrey fouled Garnett, and it started a ruckus, an uproar. People got hurt. There's possibly some people dead. It's some very serious stuff going on right now with the NBA.
I don't like Rondo because he looks like a little lizard. He's a lizard face.
Yeah, but he looks like he makes like a really good like stroganoff.
Probably.
Beef?
Yeah.
Or otherwise?
Well, maybe chicken.
We'll say chicken.
I've never had a chicken stroganoff.
Do they make chicken stroganoff?
Well, I could see Rondo making one.
I see Rondo making a lot of mistakes.
So how do you guys feel about the Bears? Oh, my goodness. They bounced back.
Yep.
Those look great about the Bears.
Are we back Are we back to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, as long as the Packers keep playing the Giants.
Honestly, do you really think we can make the Super Bowl?
I think once we get in the playoffs, which we will, let's focus on that. Mm-hmm. One game at a time. Postseason is a new season, if you ask me.
If we do not make the playoffs, do we fire Lovey?
If he...
I say we fire Virginia.
You know what that would mean, though.
Fire Virginia.
Huh. You know what that would mean.
What?
It would kill that poor old woman. It would put her in a grave.
How old is Virginia now?
170.
80s. Late 80s.
I
thought she was a vampire. I thought it's like she's 200-300 years old. And no
well,
one
you
told
should
her.
See there's a photo of her that's young and beautiful, and they're going to switch soon.
Huh?
There's in the McCaskey Mansion, there's this beautiful young photo of Virginia, and soon they'll switch, and she'll become young again.
Do you think, like, in her prime, I mean, seriously here, in her prime on a scale from 1 to 10, what do you think Virginia McCaskey was? You know, like a 20-year-old, hot, young...
Eight, solid eight. I mean, her family owned a football team, so she's definitely five.
George hated her choice and husband, so I'd go with him. She probably was not the smartest.
But see, McCaskey's a lot like Dorian Gray. If she sees the old photo of herself, she'll just wither up and become that.
George Halas was her father, right?
Yeah, and he hated...
He hated her
with
a passion.
He hated her choice and husband.
Oh, the boo-boo... Yeah.
The McCaskey.
Yeah, the McCaskey. Yeah, well,
He didn't like those McBastards, as he would say.
Yeah.
You know,
so. McBastard.
I'm Irish, so I can say that.
Okay, as long as that's cleared up, because we don't want
to... And
any...
I'm also part Goomp like he was Greek, so...
Well, really?
Yeah, so Opa. I can say both that. Yeah.
You know, Al, I love the Bears, and I think we all do here, and it's a shame if you don't anywhere in the world.
No, I love
I
them.
Think to fire Lovey, I agree, you know, there's two sides to it. He has not won a Super Bowl. He got us to one.
Boom.
And until he does win a Super Bowl, he has nothing... There's nothing in me saying, hey, keep him around.
Yeah.
I mean... He's a pretty lackluster coach.
I'm sorry. If he doesn't make the playoffs this year, see ya.
What if it's one and done? I think he can be gone, too. One and done. It's time.
I would say yes, but they'll give him an extension.
He surrounds himself with a good staff. His staff is
on. He fires his staff constantly. We've been through so many staffs.
But he also brings in more not great staff, but good enough staff.
I did a case study over the Thanksgiving holiday. I went to Kirkland, Illinois, home of this man right here,
Clark
Lawrenson.
Oh, I said it myself.
I drank with the locals in the bar. I pretended to be one of them. They have Tom and Jerry's. On,
ice cream?
On, no, it's some kind of booze drink, of course, at the bar at 10 a.m.
It's a hot drink.
On Thanksgiving.
Right?
Yeah, it's a warm drink, and you basically, it's rum, hot water, and pancake syrup.
And ask Al, we walked into the bar at 10 a.m.,
packed.
And you couldn't get a seat. You couldn't get a seat at the bar, and it's a huge horseshoe bar. Seats, what, about 30?
Right.
It's about 30.
There was
the
a meat raffle, and I won some lobster tails.
Yeah,
did some of the other prizes.
Is it raw meat?
Bacon.
Or?
What did we see? Nice. 3 pounds of bacon came out at once.
You won lobster tails and we ate nachos tonight?
Yeah.
Did you eat them already?
I don't have good refrigeration.
What do you mean?
Oh,
Where are they? You ate them right away, didn't you?
Yes.
God.
I don't want to offend the people of Kirkland. They were some of the best lobster tails I've ever had.
Pound of teeth.
Hey, you know, that's what we do out
there
in Kirkland.
So... Were they crawfish or lobster?
They were lobster. The one thing I learned, the one thing that kept getting to me, the one thing I found out speaking to each and every one of these people in Kirkland, because I spoke to everyone in the town, they all hate Lovie Smith. And I can't put my finger on why.
It's a small town, right?
It is. They all resent Lovie.
So
they enjoy people who are loud and boisterous and have emotional reactions.
Boisterous?
Yeah, boisterous.
Did I and say, voyeuristic.
Boisterous. But I love your vocabulary.
Star Trek Voyager. Never seen it.
Yeah.
Not an episode.
No, for some reason they all hated Lovie and they wanted to fire him.
I've never been to Kirkland, but I would assume it has to do with quite a few factors.
Yeah.
He's very soft-spoken.
Tonight's edition of the Larcher and Lawrenson Show is brought to you by the Comedy Accident Show, Saturday, January 12th, Comedy Accident at the Underground.
Thank you guys for having us on.
Well, thank you. And what a wonderful show.
I really appreciate you being here, boys.
Not to toot our own horns, but we had a great show there just a couple weeks
ago. We did. A couple weeks ago, we did it the second Saturday of December. Eric, you did a fine job. Actually, the four of us were on stage for that one.
Yeah.
Casey, Eric, Al, and myself. We've talked about it here on this show before. We are members of the comedy group Comedy Accident. And we had a great one. Patrick Small did a fine job of directing it. Philip Groves did a hell of a job.
He's getting shoes with our sound guy.
Yes, he is. That's weird. Philip Groves. Philip also did a great job of opening up for us at that show with his stand-up comedy. And then it was a hell of a night. So what we're doing, we're coming back. January 12th.
I'll see you guys there.
Back by the man.
All right.
Directed this time around.
By Eric Syverson. Yes, that's correct.
That means nothing but trouble.
It's going to be very, like...
High
Very Kubricky with a little bit of Spielberg. You know?
Maybe a sprinkle of Kaufman.
Yeah. A little bit of tears, a little bit of, you know, intensity.
I'm glad you don't shoot high. I'm glad you think of yourself, you know.
Well, it's going to have a little bit of Ed Wood, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Fellas?
I hope we're up to the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we are.
Does that mean I'm going to be George the Animal Steel?
Thank you guys for having me.
I'm a little nervous. Thank you guys for being on.
It's a pleasure.
Complimentary... Tennessee bourbon.
Oh, nice.
In the back room. If you know, just
you know that's the rocks o'clock. Time to
there
fill the drink.
There it is.
Oh, Clark, you need a drink as well.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Casey. Yep, of course. Dude,
wow,
that was really cool.
Yeah, that was.
We haven't had them fellas on in the whole run.
No, that was exciting.
You know,
we
did the podcast before. It kind of reminded me of that. We're going to have to get back to that at some point.
Right.
How do you feel about the win?
Well, Clark, I don't know. I'm right back where I started. I mean, I'm not jumping off a cliff this week. I'm not ready to pull my hair out and kill people in mad frustration on the streets. By the way, I'm off my medication because my car broke down earlier in the week. Oh, my God, I almost knocked your computer over. And
that's all right.
So my medication was in the car. It was in the mechanic. So I'm a little off the rocker this week. So I'm a little perturbed. But
perturbed.
whatever. I mean, seriously. I just, you know, the show's all about fighting tonight. That's the thing. Everybody's saying,
oh, yeah.
You got Rondo beating people up and fans rioting. And how do I feel? Well, I feel unemotional about the Bears right now.
I feel a little bit better than I did before.
Well, why? Why? We haven't beaten a team that matters. Week after week, we beat teams that don't matter time and time again. We get these wins, but then we got to play somebody who matters, and we lose. We get our asses kicked, and we get humiliated, and this keeps happening, and we're not getting guys winning. We're getting guys losing. So until we beat somebody who matters, I'm right back where I started.
Well, I'd like to say that it looked like the offensive line had a little bit of something going, and you know what? They understood how bad it was as well. You saw the fire sale that went on. We already talked about Rochelle.
Yeah, the lady who quit.
Michelle from a couple weeks back who quit. They picked up another new guy today, another lineman.
Who's about 100 years old and hasn't played in about a year.
How is it that Jared Allen didn't touch Jay Cutler?
He didn't? I didn't know.
No, I don't think he got in there at all.
He did take out one of our offensive
linemen. He did take out Lance Lewis for the season.
Yep. Which is our best offensive lineman.
He left his feet for that. He left his feet and was going right for that.
Oh, he definitely left.
There's no argument against the penalty, against the fine, correct?
Well, there are some people who say, you know what, it wasn't that bad of a hit. But, I mean, you look at it, it looked vulgar to me. It looked violent.
No, I agree.
And so, yeah.
Your questions here at 347-945-6131. 347-945-6131. We'll talk Bears. We'll talk whatever you'd like to talk.
Uh-huh.
Chicago Sky?
Yeah, no. How about the Bulls blowing a 30-point lead the other night? Wow, you want another thing. You know what? But thank God it doesn't matter. Thank God this season's a write-off, and there's no reason to get upset. It's like watching the Cubs.
It's kind of what you got to do, you know? You just gotta go with it, and that's what we're gonna do, right?
Yeah. Well, we have to. I mean, what choice do you have? I mean, you're a Cubs fan. You got to give me some tips on how to endure the Bulls season.
You just go with it for a little while. That's all.
You just accept it. You just bend over. I mean, do you lube up or do you just say, oh, you know, this is nice.
I'm not completely sure yet.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the offensive line's gone through a lot of reshuffling, It's a good thing. I mean, you have an offensive line that hasn't done anything. That's been absolutely brutal.
Keeps falling out.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Your cans are a little hurt. Lost in the translation.
I'm down to one headset, one side.
The other one won't even stay in?
No. Yeah. It doesn't have a rubber.
Hey, Lauren.
It's okay. It's all right. Don't. It's not a big deal. Okay. No. Please.
All right.
Please, no.
Yeah, if we have them.
So this week we have the Seattle Seahawks. It's going to be Bears versus Seahawks. And again, I'm not impressed. We should win. We better win.
Right.
If we don't win, then okay, then we're pissed off again, and we got a reason to be pissed off again, and we're right back where we start.
This is true. What's the situation with those two defensive backs for them? Are they going to play this game?
They are going to play this game.
But they've been suspended for four?
They got suspended, and now they're objecting to the suspension. So now the NFL has to review it, and while that review takes place, they're still eligible to play.
Okay. And it was for the use of the common ADD drug, Adderall.
Right.
They're saying that it is a performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah.
Adderall, because it gives them a step up in the playbooks. It gives them a step up while on the field concentrating. So now they're treating it exactly as.
I heard somewhere. And I could be completely wrong. And if somebody knows the right answer, they could call us at 347-945-6131. But I heard the NFL, unlike other professional sports teams, do not disclose what drug the player is suspended for.
Well, then why did they?
Because
you don't think they did, or they did?
Because oh my goodness, thank you.
All right, Al.
Because there's sort of this sentiment that Adderall's okay. That Adderall isn't a big deal. It's not. It's not a drug like.
Well, it's not
cannabis.
Right.
You know, weed.
But
pot.
They're all doing that.
They are all doing that. Yeah.
They are as well.
But it's not a. It's not a steroid. Like when you hear the word steroid, you think cheating. You think, well, here's a guy trying to get an unfair advantage
right.
by taking a drug that's going to make his actual physical body stronger, faster.
Right.
But
if you're making your mind stronger and faster, too, using a drug, that's doing the same thing in essence. Because to play a professional sport, you need your mind in tune and everything as well.
Yeah, I'm not talking about facts here, Clark. I'm talking about public opinion.
All right.
And you tell people, oh, for example, okay, you know, the lady at work goes, and believe me, this is just an example. There is no lady at work here. She goes, my kid is on the crank. You go, oh, Jesus, right.
You
my God.
It's crack or coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw the kid in rehab.
Right. Yeah.
But if it's my kid's on the Adderall, you go, well, hell, I know half America's on
that's
Adderall.
Okay.
It's yeah. okay. It's acceptable. There's a social acceptability to Adderall versus, say, a steroid, which has a very
right.
negative connotation.
That is very true. So now, Brandon Marshall, and this might be more of what we're talking about with the Bears messing with the media. It came out in an article from Jay Busby. Jay Busby reported an article here that says that Brandon Marshall, and let me just say it. It says that Brandon Marshall has said that other members of the league have used a different drug. Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune had noted that Marshall was asked about Adderall, and he took the conversation in a whole new direction. I don't know too much about Adderall, he said. I know guys, it is such a competitive league. Guys try anything just to get that edge. I'm fortunate enough to be blessed with size and some smarts to give me my edge. But some guys, they'll do whatever they can to get the edge. I've heard of some guys, some crazy stories. I've heard of guys using, like, Viagra, seriously, because the blood is supposedly thin. Some crazy stuff. So, you know, it's kind of scary stuff with some of those chemicals that are in some of these things, so you know you have to be careful. So guys are using Viagra to thin out their blood.
And by God, does it make for a better show. I have been on Viagra since we've started.
Back in your wrestling days, down when you were the mayor of Paris?
The commissioner.
The commissioner down there in your wrestling days. Did you ever take any Viagra to help you out in the ring?
When am I not on Viagra?
Yeah, yeah.
I find the little blue pills and I pop them left and right all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, maybe not. Maybe we could pop something right now, though.
No, we certainly can. I'll tell you what, folks. We're going to take a quick little intermission here, and we're going to come back, and we got our MMA guy, Cliff Hagerman, will be here, and UFC fighter Cole Miller will be here as well. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Are you sure?
No. I could use some Viagra.
All right, guys, we're back.
Hey,
please,
you know,
call in if you have any Viagra.
As
it's 347-945-6131. No, 6131. Yeah, that's what it says.
This whiskey's doing all right.
Hey, during the break we were talking about the Viagra thing. You know, we forgot to mention that it was Brandon Marshall who said this, or you did mention that.
Yeah.
But he's crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. That's
no,
right.
No, he's like certifiably crazy.
You want that in a football player, Al?
Well, I'm not saying I'm just saying maybe the source is off.
All right. Yeah, fair enough.
All right. Well, now that that's settled, you want to introduce the guests?
Yeah, I mean they're here right now. Was that a bit much?
Wow, yeah,
a bit much for
you? I lost my ear.
You know, our UFC guy Cliff Hagerman's here with us. Comes in about once a month. Thompson, thanks for coming back. Yeah. We also have UFC fighter Cole Miller is here with us tonight. Al, I appreciate that you clap for Cliff.
Oh, right.
Thank you. Clap. Get out of here. Jesus. Cole, thanks for coming in, man.
You know, I don't want to get my ass kicked here. Come on, Clark. You make me look bad.
Sure.
So, the first question, I guess.
We're going right into questions.
Yeah, I'll go. Is it
not
okay?
Even just a hey, how you doing? A little small talk.
Not even maybe like introduce
hey,
yourself.
How are you? Nice to meet
like,
you.
Yeah.
Cole, this is Al Larcher.
Yeah. Hi. Nice to meet you, Cole.
Yeah, right back at you.
Well, is that
how
an
about
accent?
A little background from Cole?
Is that an accent I hear?
I mean, I'm from Georgia originally.
All right, there we go. He's there a Georgian.
I just came from there, so the accent might be a little bit more noticeable.
That does happen, doesn't it?
Sweet.
When people go home.
Yeah.
So what is your background? Tell us a little bit about yourself. It's like a dating show almost.
Long walks on the beach. I was born in Georgia, and my parents were military.
Oh, really? And, so you're a brat. I believe that's what that is.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
One point for Al getting his ass kicked first.
Yeah.
My parents were divorced. I moved around a lot with my mom. She was in the Navy. Bounced from place to place. Stopped in Chicago, actually, for a little bit.
Cool.
Wow. You know, ended up eventually going back to Georgia, where all my family is originally from, and went to high school there and went to a few colleges there. Picked up training in mixed martial arts. You know, did it as a hobby. I thought it was a good time. And I'd already, finished playing baseball, so I wanted something that was for me. And that became my number one hobby. And I had a fight, 4 to 6 months after I started training. And, I wanted to replicate that moment as often as possible. So I started focusing on that, and I got to not suck. And now it's my job.
How old were you during that your first fight?
I was 19.
19? So
it
you
played 2003.
You played baseball in high school, and
yeah, and then went to the fall practice for college, and then it just wasn't for me.
All right.
I have to say, I was solely responsible for Cole dropping out of college.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that
really?
Happen?
I don't want to.
Sounds
say.
Like, sounds like a lot of booze in a hell of a night.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of drinking. It was just I was able to talk him into it. I let him know he was wasting his time at college, and he had better things laying ahead of him.
That's good. I like
seize
that.
The moment type of boy.
You know, why waste your money on college?
I consider myself a bit of a life coach when it comes to Cole.
But you know what?
Wow.
I knew what he was doing, and I kind of liked it. That's why I kept going over to his house. What would happen is I would have class. You know, I worked at a bagel bakery, a little sandwich shop, and then I had class about an hour or 2 hours after I got off of work. So I would just shoot over to his house, and then we would watch, you know, old King of the Cage fights or old UFC fights. I mean, I didn't have to go over there,
yeah.
But I did it because I knew that I'd go, I guess I need to go to class. And he would go, you don't need to go to class. And I would just go, all right.
You know, you're not only wasting your time, but you're wasting the professor's time, you know.
What was your major?
I didn't have one.
Oh, then screw it. You weren't going anywhere.
I have enough credits to graduate with a bachelor's degree in 1 in 200 level courses. I never took anything higher because I never wanted to be anything.
Yeah.
Well,
there you have it, kids.
I never wanted to be anything.
I'm nine credits shy of an associate's degree. And I just like, I never knew what I wanted to be. I moved to Chicago to become a comedian.
I've got enough credits for like 4 associate's degrees.
Wow.
I stopped paying the college, and if you don't pay them, they don't even tell you what you got.
I only went because that's what you do to make your parents leave you alone.
Exactly.
Right. Right, right, right.
I wanted to be a professional wrestling manager. I wanted to be the next Bobby the Brain Heenan, and they told me I had to go to college.
You did a little bit of that.
Can I break into pro wrestling, is it too late?
No, I think you're a good age, you know? You could go out
there. I think you're the right age to break
in. I want
to
give a shout-out to a couple pro wrestlers I know.
All right.
Sydney Suicide and Richie Boombatz.
All right.
All right. What's up, guys?
Richie Boombatz over there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Where do you know these fellas from?
Well, Sydney Suicide is also known as Micah Miller.
Okay.
And he's, you know, that's my brother.
Is he picking up?
He can wrestle a little bit.
Oh, that's badass.
You know? And Richie Boombatz is Rich Antonino. He's a fighter out of American Top Team.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, there's some things in the works, you know, trying to get him on an event in Japan before the end of the year.
Oh, that's really, really cool. That's fun. I mean, that's a lot of fun.
And all this rooted from the annual Halloween party that we do at American Top Team every year.
There's a video online, right?
And you can check it out. My brother's done it for the past 2 years.
Yeah, where can we find it?
And 2 years ago, it was the Brunos, Steve, Mike, and James. They've been doing it for years. And then a couple other guys, Blake Bowman, longtime friend and corner man of mine.
Blizzak.
Yeah. And all these guys do it, and it's for the kids, you know.
Right.
Micah is good. Micah's really, really good.
Really?
Yeah. I watched his match a couple days ago. He sells it.
Yeah. That was with John Hartnett, one of the GMs over there in American Top Team. But, you know, he's doing swantons off the top rope of a real wrestling ring.
Holy cow.
He's clearing the top rope and jumping out off the apron on top of people.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So if you want to be if you still want to be that,
you should
look into getting some clients like my brother.
Dude, I dig it. The pizza has arrived.
There is some pizza.
Thanks to our friends over at Leona's here in Lakeview.
Thank you, sir.
Cole, I don't even know it. Al Archer
Francisco from Leona's.
Give him a big shout out. Thanks, guys. Al Archer is a bit of a professional wrestler himself. He spent time as the commissioner of what was the federation?
I don't even remember the thing.
Oh, now. Come on.
It was
down in southern Illinois.
Yeah.
He was the commissioner of the whole federation.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Al spent a lot of years on radio.
Okay.
Down south, and he became the commissioner.
Are you familiar with a wrestler? May he rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
Larry Sweet and Sour Sweeney.
Larry Sweeney. Local guy?
I believe he is from... he's from Indiana, actually, and he was doing some what is it called, Ring of Combat or something like that down there.
Yeah.
And he used to come in Trader Todd's all the time. He still owes me like $40, but
no, you know, great guy,
awesome guy though,
a lot of fun.
He passed away though.
Yeah.
Oh, he still owes you $40.
He owes a few people $40, I think. But rest in peace.
You know, that's the way to go. If I die suddenly,
discharge that to the game.
I hope I owe a lot of people a lot of money. So the pizza arrived, apparently, and this is, you know, if you're a young aspiring fighter, you don't want pizza with onions
and
green
chicken
peppers?
And peppers.
Yeah. Chicken?
Chicken.
Was that a Georgia thing?
It's just good to mix it up a little
grilled
bit.
Grilled chicken. Come on.
Grilled chicken.
I don't know.
Who doesn't like grilled chicken? Chicken's good on anything.
I've never had chicken on a pizza. Larry Sweeney.
Oh, are you looking up Larry Sweeney? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Sweet and Sour is the real deal.
Sweet and Sour Sweeney.
Wow.
Cliff and Brent and I had spent many a good day.
I had to bounce him a couple times.
Was it Ring of Honor or
Ring of Honor?
Ring of Honor.
Like that's a big show. My brother and Blake love all the Ring of Honor guys.
Yeah. Oh, I bet they love. Yeah. They're like Eric and I have been four. Like after the big ones, they're like three or four when it comes to.
It's basically like in the minor leagues. Like if you're going to be a star, if you're going to get picked up by the WWF, you're going to be a Ring of Honor.
They get more people in attendance than TNA.
Yeah. Well, TNA, I don't even know what that is anymore.
Come on, man, it's on Spike TV.
Impact.
But Ring of Honor gets a.
Which one is Sting on?
Impact. TNA.
Is he really still wrestling?
Back in the day, he's still there. Awesome. But
right. Those were the good old
days. Sting was better than the Crow Sting. Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh yeah, like old Sting with like the light
always,
colors, the
never
light
liked
blue,
Sting.
The light blue and yellow.
Yeah,
like, that was cool.
Course.
The blonde hair.
We liked him as an American hero.
Yes, that was exactly what it was.
He was a goth. But I don't know. I still have a special place in my heart for the Ultimate Warrior.
Really?
And I still watch his YouTube videos. I don't know if you guys realize this. He's a bit of a motivational speaker now.
A little bit of a racist motivational speaker.
I haven't seen any of it.
He's
a racist motivational
speaker.
So he motivates people to be racist?
Yes, that's what he does. Wow. He pumps the ropes and he yells racial thing. It's horrible.
I feel like the only people that are looking for a motivational speaker for racism are already currently racist.
And that could be true, but maybe they're not racist enough. They just need a little push.
You're falling short, okay? You can be way more racist.
No, he's not racist. He's just he's very far to the right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which so doesn't necessarily.
That doesn't mean you're racist.
No. Listen, hey, I'm there too. You know that.
No.
Keep politics out.
These colors don't run.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I hear you, man.
Guns, brother.
Keep them loaded. God bless Charleston Heston.
Start that ammo now.
If they're not loaded, they ain't working right.
Do you own any guns?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot?
Couple.
I mean, I'm not working for the government. I mean, don't...
This is still Chicago.
Do you hunt or... No.
I don't hunt.
Do you live in Chicago?
Not animals.
No.
Not animals.
I live in South Florida.
Okay. What's going on in Florida? Like, every crazy news story is from Florida.
It really is. The bath salt thing, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hoodie guy. What was it?
The hoodie guy, Trayvon Martin.
Trayvon, yeah.
Yeah.
That was.
What's the other crazy one?
We just had like a 72-year-old man in an internet cafe shoot two guys.
Yeah, I saw that. I read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida's gangster.
It's the heat, all right.
You know, and I don't claim that as like my hometown.
No,
but man,
right, but still,
gangster.
You're living in the bad part.
What was that movie?
You're talking. I'm sure you're referring to. Bully, yeah.
Yeah, that was based in Florida. It was a true story.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
True story, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We digress.
No, that was actually interesting.
We digress. But watch Bully. If you hadn't seen it, it's super interesting, and it's a true story.
347-945-6131 is the number. If you have any questions for our MMA guy, Cliff Agerman, or for Cole Miller, or hell, if you have a question for Al Archer, call in.
I got no answers.
I have so many questions for Al Archer.
Oh, God.
But we can table that.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
So, 19, you get your first fight in, you start training, you start working your way up. I mean, how long were you fighting? Are you still currently fighting?
No.
Yeah?
Yep. Still fighting.
Cole's had, actually, as far as UFC fighters go, he's had, I think, more than average.
Yeah, I've got 12
fights.
He's
got 12 fights
in the UFC.
Holy God.
Three submission of the night bonuses,
yeah.
Which, you
one
know,
knock,
they give out.
One knockout of the night.
Yeah, you're
one
not just sitting with any willy-nilly guy who gave it a shot once.
No. This is the real deal. Yeah.
I just fought in August.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I fought Namfan, who's fighting on the upcoming card.
Yeah, he's fighting on the upcoming card. Actually, I was in Mexico when Cole had that fight, and I couldn't find, like, UFC, it's getting bigger in Mexico, but there was nowhere for me to watch it live. Everybody I asked, they were like, is that boxing? Like,
right,
what is
right.
That?
Well, I went and taught a seminar in Mexico just this past year in the city of León, and I had a lot of people show up to that. I mean, 50-plus people show up to it. And we had a great time. The press came out and stuff like that, but it's not huge. You know what I mean? It's still not big, but it's growing rapidly.
Yeah.
There's MMA gyms all over the city of León.
And what do you teach there? What do you what would a seminar consist of?
Well, basically, it would be. I mean, I consider myself proficient enough in all, in all the areas to where I could teach a seminar. So it's really on what you want or what kind of school you have. Like I'm doing some seminars this weekend here in Chicago. I'm doing a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for mixed martial arts seminar at where are we at?
We're gonna be at Gracie Baja, the Loop.
The Loop.
So that's downtown.
Okay.
Indian Avenue.
And then I saw that just the other day.
Yeah, it's going to be on.
Just north of Randolph there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great location.
I've never seen it before. That's a hell of a.
Yeah.
How long has it been there?
Maybe 2 years now.
Okay. Yeah.
And then on Sunday, I'm teaching a striking for MMA seminar. And where is that? That's at Fonseca.
That's at Fonseca Martial Arts. I believe the address is 853 West Belmont.
Okay.
But, you know, if you don't train mixed martial arts, but you're a fan of the UFC or you know, stop by and just say what's up.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Tell them all to stop by.
That's awesome, yeah.
But that's what you would get in seminars. You just get, you know, just a variety of techniques, and you know, you learn them step by step. And hopefully, I can point out a few things that you can actually, you know, put into your game and make part of your game. And I'll show some details that maybe some people haven't seen before. And then a lot of people like to see some tricky stuff and some flashy stuff that you don't see every day. So I try to like make everybody happy.
Now, with all this training, with all this ability, you could probably kick about 80% of the world's ass.
I'd say
maybe higher than that.
90?
98 and a half.
Yeah, because most people aren't trained to fight. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do.
I'm not the UFC, but I'd be one. I'm not to toot my own horn.
You could probably kick 90% of the world's ass.
I believe 9 out of 10 people. I'd be okay against
it. All right. Yeah. So
it's going to be a much higher percentage.
Have you ever considered being some kind of superhero and, you know...
Have I considered being somewhat of a superhero?
Yeah, being a super... You already are.
I've never... You know, I always wanted to be that, you know, as a kid.
Is that the first time you've been asked that exact question?
Yeah. I think everybody wants to be one as a kid,
well,
you know?
If he did, you just ruin his chances for keeping his anonymity.
Because, I mean, Batman was a well-trained fighter. I mean, of course, he had a lot of money. And I don't know how you are financially speaking, but chances are you're not Bruce Wayne wealthy.
Up and down.
Yeah.
Up and down.
Aren't we all?
It's life.
So, yeah, I mean, just maybe something to think about.
I mean, I always wanted to be one. I think that's certainly what's, you know, something that got me into fighting. You know, people from my generation, you know, I was born in 84. So when I came up, the movies I was watching was Bloodsport, you know, Kickboxer.
Right.
You know, I was still kind of catching some Bruce Lee stuff here and there. And then my grandfather watched a lot of professional boxing. I saw UFC 1. The cartoons I grew up on were like the Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. I'm still, you know, it's probably unhealthy how obsessed I still am. I watched the new show that is on Nickelodeon every Saturday morning. I watch that.
How is it?
It's good. And it's funny.
As a former Ninja Turtle fan, like as a kid,
dude, it's good.
Growing up.
I don't like it when people try to say like, oh, it doesn't follow the original. It's not meant to. It's a new show.
Right. What did they do? What's different?
It's like a CGI now.
Right. And aren't they alien or something?
No,
like
that's
that?
What okay. That's coming out in the new movie.
Okay.
And so people are already writing that off. It's like, why don't you just watch the movie and try to enjoy it? Because none of the X-Men movies followed the comic books.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that didn't make them bad. They were good movies. Just try to watch them and take it as the experience. But the new show for Ninja Turtles, it's pretty good. And it's funny. Like, I'm 28 years old. And I laugh. The whole time during it, and kids laugh too, so it's pretty good.
Who's your turtle?
When I was a kid, it was Michelangelo, and right now as I've gotten older, I think it's Raphael.
Raphael,
mine's Michelangelo.
I'm a Donatello guy.
When you grow up, it's Raphael, man, because he understands the pressures of the world, and he has a dark side. You know,
yeah,
I feel like adults can relate to that.
But Donatello was figuring shit out, you know.
Thank you.
No, I guess it makes sense because when I was a kid, it was pretty much the last time I really cared. Like, which Ninja Turtle? I don't know why. I'm not saying that, like, being into it is a bad thing. I just, it makes sense that yours was Michelangelo then. I haven't had a chance as an adult to really figure it out, which Ninja Turtle is mine. You need to do that.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
And you're going to like the turtle that fits your qualities or fits other people's
that's
qualities
a hell of a
that
point.
You like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
When I was a kid, you know, I grew up when I was in high school, I was the class clown. And, you know, leading up to that, I was always goofy. I moved around a lot, so you had to be kind of, like, goofy and a little odd to make the friends. And so I liked Michelangelo. You know, he was, like, he's just quirky, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, Raphael, he's a little bit more in his own mind, and I've gotten to be like that as an adult. and he doesn't follow the group. He's always kind of doing his own thing, and I've become a little more like that.
Who was behind the in the movie, the pizza dude's got 30 seconds? Is that Raph?
That was Michelangelo.
No, that was Michelangelo. That's Mikey. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, yeah. So the point is growing up in that generation, as a male, you're surrounded by combat nonstop. You know, a lot of that stuff, and I didn't even get into video games. You know what I mean? But just from the cartoons and movies that you watch, and you know, TV shows like the Power Rangers. You know, whether it's Kung Fu or Ninjutsu, or you know, you're watching, you know, professional boxing, or you know, the UFC came around in '93, and I saw that.
You remember the sumo guy?
The first one live. You know,
Teletui.
My
so guy's teeth knocked
out. We talked about it a few months back on the uh-huh. show. Yeah. I brought it up. Saw that.
Yeah. That was the first fight ever in UFC. And Gerard Gordeau kicked Teletui's teeth out.
Right.
And everybody was like, what do we do? Do we stop
the
it?
The referee didn't even know what to do.
They didn't know the rules of the sport.
He was like, so what happens now?
Right.
You know,
wow.
Maybe I can jump in and stop this.
It's amazing how the sport, like,
it's legit. It's a sport now.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. No,
like
really
I said,
is.
When it started, it was pretty much advertisement for the Gracie family.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we talked about it earlier, but I didn't mention it just now. Pro wrestling was also something that was heavy in the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, it got so real big in the late 90s.
I grew up, you know, I was a Hulkamaniac. I wanted to eat my vitamins every day. And so to deny that didn't have an influence, and having a younger brother and all of this working together, and you know, you wonder why I want to be a fighter.
Uh-huh.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
There it is.
It really does.
Are you a comic book fan?
I used to be. Like, I don't still read comic books. I checked out the new Ninja Turtles series. I guess it was past year and a half ago or so. Joe Silva, you know, let me know that was coming out. He's the matchmaker for the UFC.
Right.
And so I checked it out, and it's not a re-release, but it has the same dark feeling of the original comic books.
Cool.
The artwork is really cool.
Did you put that out originally? Was it
Eastman Laird?
Yeah.
And Laird. And they are actually from Maine, and one or both of those guys graduated from the same high school that Mike Brown, former WEC world champ, and he's my teammate that he graduated from. That's just the MMA.
Does he know him?
Ninja Turtle fun fact. No, he was a little older
than
him.
Oh, okay.
Do you think if there was a real Ninja Turtle and you were able to get the weapons away from him, you think you could take a Ninja Turtle?
Yeah. I mean, one thing you have to think about is Ninja Turtles are about 5'1", 5'2", you know.
They're jacked, though.
They're jacked, and they got, you know,
got
a shell and things like that. But let's just be real. They practice ninjutsu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you got the weapon away from them.
Yeah, one-on-one, no problem.
Yeah.
One-on-one, no problem.
If you're talking about me beating up the four turtles, you know, no, they'll jump me.
Yeah, no, not at once.
How about the meanest gangster team of all time?
Any ideas to get the, like, a new generation of Ninja Turtles here in the next 10 years that are doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
Well, you know what? Like I actually
that
saw
would be awesome,
on the
right?
The new cartoon.
Yeah.
I'm sure ninjutsu actually has, you know, has grappling techniques and things like that.
And you've never fought a turtle.
But they actually called one of the techniques that they did a seonagi, which comes from judo, which is a very accepted, you know, traditional martial art and a grappling martial art. You know,
okay.
So in one of the episodes, they showed one of the guys doing seonagi, and they referred to it, which is not a ninjutsu throw. That's a judo throw.
All right.
Cool. Does anybody really stick with one discipline these days, or do you really have to know everything?
As a mixed martial arts fighter,
yeah.
No. Because
yeah.
If you're doing one thing, you're not mixing
days,
anything.
Right?
You're not mixing
right.
anything.
Right, okay. So the key word is mixed
yeah,
martial arts.
Yeah, I mean, to be at the high level now, you've got to be good at two of three aspects.
Okay.
And if you divide the aspects, you've got striking, then you've got the takedown clinch area, and then you've got the ground fighting. So back then, if you were just a high level at one area, then you could fight with the top guys. But now you have to be good at two.
Okay.
But you can't suck at the third thing.
Right.
But that you don't have to be proficient in it. You have to be good at two.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Because I was having this discussion with Professor Adam Redzovic
mm-hmm.
a couple years ago. He's a main professor at Gracie Baja.
Mm-hmm. So he's like
Chicago.
Splinter.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. He Yeah, he's a wrecking machine of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Right.
You know, you get on the mats with
and he's
guy.
Wise. He's wise, actually a wise guy, like Splinter.
Probably the best teacher I've had in anything in my whole life.
Okay.
Like, the way he relates knowledge is excellent. But he believes, and he goes, man, look at the champions today. Even though they're mixing everything, they still had a base. and won. And they became an expert at one. And then they moved on.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with that. I think that for me, I don't really consider myself a fighter. I consider myself a martial artist. So I think it's important to have something that you wholeheartedly believe in and that you put yourself into.
Traditional
and,
roots.
And that word art in artist and mixed martial artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that that's something that you take of your, you put yourself wholeheartedly into and you put yours and you make your own style out
sure.
of it. You know, it's not just somebody teaches you that these techniques. It's like a, you know, a painter. Nobody, you know, Michelangelo, I'm sure somebody probably thought that guy sucked at one point.
Yeah.
You know, but he wasn't, you know, he went against the grain and he did what he wanted and now he's got this thing up on the chapel.
Right.
You know, so what jiu-jitsu is a lot like that. Actually, every martial arts like that. You put yourself into it and you kind of mold it into what fits best for you. Obviously, what the types of moves you would do, I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 6'1". I'm a lanky individual.
Right.
You know,
I, according to the other members of Comedy Accident today, told me I look like David Crosby. So I don't think I would have.
A little bit. I wasn't a part of that conversation, but
yeah. So my moves would be more like this Fat Tusu guy who got his teeth knocked out.
I'm learning very quickly how to play Fat Guy Jiu-Jitsu. So if you ever want lessons,
thank you. I may sign up for that class.
Is it, and I trained a little Jiu-Jitsu before we came here. Actually,
is it different to teach bigger people Jiu-Jitsu?
Way different, man.
Wow.
Like, because mechanically, your body doesn't work the same way.
Yeah. But it's easier. Right. I think it's a lot easier. Because,
agreed.
Well, yeah.
Because you can follow a simpler set of you know, techniques and rules and guidelines.
Okay. Which is good for me because I'm not very bright to begin with. So I need a simple – I need like a cut and dry kind of path.
Okay.
Whereas Cole is – you know, he's got a lot more in his arsenal.
The last class I took, I was probably about – I don't know, about 350. No, I wasn't that heavy. It was about 300 pounds, and I was doing Hapkido, and just the tumbling at the beginning of the class was, I mean, it was rough.
The forward roll?
Yeah, just do forward, back, and just, you know, I was able to do it for the most part, but it takes a lot for a guy like me.
You get to with me, man. We don't do forward rolls.
Yeah. I don't have knees anymore, Cliff.
What does that have to do with fighting?
Yeah.
I don't. Well, you got to roll out of the way.
You got to have knees to do a forward roll.
Huh?
Now you're just making excuses.
You
just sound like the weak people of America.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah,
a little bit.
These colors don't run, brother.
No, they don't.
Can I ask you this?
Don't.
Do you have to have a?
But they sit on the couch a lot.
Do you need a gallbladder to do that?
Right. Right. I don't have
That's
a gallbladder.
Amazing. No, he doesn't have one of those either.
I don't even know if I have. I mean, do I have a gallbladder?
Yes, you do.
I don't even know what
that
is.
You do.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I need it.
Old people have them taken out.
If you don't have
I need my lungs and my
excuse,
that's what I know about
kidneys,
them.
My heart.
The fat guys have them taken out.
Everything else is expendable.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Maddie Cakes in the chat room says that Donatello is her favorite.
Donatello?
Thank you, Maddie.
Maddie Cakes.
Maddie Cakes?
Maddie Cakes.
Oh, I'm so assuming that's a female, right?
I would assume.
She would be friends with my brother Micah.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you guys heard this. We talked a little bit about the new Ninja Turtles movie coming out.
Yeah.
Donatello is going to be a female.
No way.
Yeah. Did you hear this?
I'm not giving this a chance. I'm out.
No. Give it a chance. Donatello is going to be a hot female ninja nerd turtle.
But her name's Donatella?
I think it's Donatella. Yeah, I've been reading
the
reports.
I don't know if I can get
this is
that.
Like when they made the Honeymooners black. No, I'm not buying into this crap.
There was a live action series. Ninja Turtles had a live action series after the first, the original show.
Yes.
And after the movies and everything came out, and there actually was a fifth Ninja Turtle that was a girl. I cannot remember.
I'd be okay with that.
You remember Mecha Turtle?
Wait, but, live action? Like they had actual actors?
Yeah, like the movie, but it was the suits and things
but
like that.
But it was
that.
A television show?
Right, but it wasn't as high level as the movie.
Right, you know? Right. But, for TV. Yeah.
Right, and it didn't last very long. It was like
of
one
course.
Season. Or,
it's like
or
Animal House was a TV show
like
for a while, too.
Really?
But, yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was.
But there was a light blue headband female Ninja Turtle.
No kidding.
You can wiki that.
Yeah, I mean... We have technology now.
I don't know if I can
we
get
do have
this
that.
Whole, you know, I,
yeah, that's
the fact
a little
that they
rough.
Were aliens.
Yeah.
I was kind of. I was open.
No,
I'm open
they're
to that,
aliens.
With
they're not turtles.
Donatello.
And Donatello's a girl. I mean, they're trying to probably hit a new market. But isn't it funny that the females identify with Donatello in the first place?
Okay, you know something. We have something about
the females and Al.
All right.
What?
Clark and I before the show. We took a quiz because we wanted to see who was more of a dude,
yeah.
Him or I.
Okay.
And we know.
I don't need a quiz to tell you guys the results of that.
Thank you. Thank you, Cliff. God bless it. I know you know who it is. But we asked like two questions. There's no wrong answer, but we're going to ask you, okay. And we're going to see who's got more.
Are you keeping track of this?
I'm in track of this. All right. All right, here we go, because this is we're going to find out now. Venus de Milo?
Venus de Milo.
Are they getting rid of Donatello, or are they just adding
her?
No,
that was from the live-action series.
Okay.
That was
in the movie,
the live-action series.
They're not getting rid of Donatello. They're just changing his gender.
This is BS.
Now it just seems like crappy.
More people are speaking up in the chat room. Steph Avery says, rude, we females deserve to be one of the TMNTs. People are upset. Our friend Maddie Cakes led me to a website with action figures from Walmart of Ninja Turtles.
Those are Halloween costumes.
They are Halloween costumes,
okay,
right?
And that's
not real.
Just an excuse for women to look slutty.
Dude, you're right. I would bang
what
those Ninja
excuse?
Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
I haven't seen the costumes, but Maddie Cakes, is it a slutty Ninja Turtle?
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's an honest
that's
question.
One, that's one point for me.
Is it a slutty Ninja Turtle?
Men win that. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so these are just, again, no right or wrong.
And you know what? I don't think any of these guys at this table would have a problem with Donatello being a girl if that's how she was written in the comic book.
None.
I think the problem is that we are diverting so far from the original story that it is not the Ninja Turtles. It's not TMNT.
Yeah.
I don't need purity. I don't need complete traditionalism, but I want some of the basics kept the same.
You know what?
Sure.
They can root for April O'Neil. She played her part.
Boom.
April O'Neil was the shit,
boom,
man.
You know? She was a journalist.
Hell yes.
And she wasn't just a reporter. She was a journalist.
She had journalistic integrity, something we do not have on this show.
Channel 6 News, you know, hooking it up.
Yeah. Didn't she have like a yellow jumpsuit?
Oh, yeah, she did. She had white boots.
She was hot, too.
She was bad.
Yeah,
she was
banging.
Wow.
Yeah, banging.
Yeah. Yeah.
April?
April O'Neil.
April O'Neil.
April O'Neil, man.
Oh, yeah.
We talking movie or I'm sorry, I got
no. We're banging minute. All versions of April.
I like the cartoon version the best, man.
Yeah, the cartoon version was the hottest.
She was the hottest.
The action figure version really did it
Casey
for me.
Casey in the movie like, made me laugh.
Casey Jones,
yeah,
the mask
right.
guy
in the movie.
He had the Jason mask,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Hockey mask,
right?
Old
sure,
school hockey
sure.
mask.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you're a kid watching all of these, it's all the Jason mask. I think. I don't know. I grew up on
well, I mean, I don't want to...
I grew up on that.
It,
I'm
it
sorry.
Was a different style of mask.
You're right. You're right.
The Jason
was.
Mask has
you're
like
right.
the holes, and this one had the three bars. It was almost like a hockey and Hannibal Lecter mask.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
I
you're
think
you're
it was
exactly
actually...
Right.
You are exactly
I,
right.
I think it was more intimidating than
you're
the
right.
Jason
you're
mask.
Right. Yeah, it was better.
Yep. All right.
All right, so clearly that's
moving
the answer.
On to questions.
So I get a point for that one.
I like that I just tried to challenge you on Teenage Mutant.
Let's just...
Yeah, okay.
Ribs or steak? It's an easy one. Start
steak.
Steak, yeah. We all got steak there, so.
I have a thing with getting my fingers sticky. I don't like the sticky.
Yeah, I can do it, though. For a rib? You'll do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do I'll love do ribs.
It. You'll do it.
But he's a man, Clark. Did you listen to him? He doesn't want to get his hands sticky. Come on.
I don't like it.
What's the matter with you? All right. Football
I'm
or baseball?
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one.
All right, do that.
Yeah.
Football or baseball?
Baseball.
Baseball. We're clearly not. Neither of us got a point
neither.
There. But with football.
Neither.
Neither.
What a turd.
Jesus, Cliff. Come on, man. You got to lighten up a little, Cliff. You know, there's one thing I got to tell you.
No, I got to pick one football for sure.
All right.
All right.
Beer.
I've been outsourced.
Beer or whiskey?
Yeah, sorry.
Whiskey.
Beer.
Beer. See, Cliff might be the real man. We might be talking to the wrong guy.
I'm an IPA kind of guy.
Listen, I'll tell you right now.
I'm not some sort of urine and water, you know, domestic crap kind of guy.
He does like the microbrews. That's true.
Yeah,
he likes the stone brews.
All right,
but I will say this: you're talking to a guy, you're asking a guy about being a man. Yeah, he's a UFC fighter and this and that. He also got drunk off of Zima. On
we might have to cancel this
live
whole thing.
Live television.
We might have
all
to cancel.
We're
this
gonna blow
thing.
This up.
It was
the show
Mike's
is
Hard
done.
Lemonade.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. I'm sorry. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Cole's on the season 5 of The Ultimate Fighter.
Uh-huh.
BJ right. Penn, Jens Pulver.
Oh, wow, that's right.
Were the coaches.
It was not Zima, though. I don't think
and
Zima was made.
He got wasted on TV on Mike's Hard Lemonade and was literally vomiting
gonna,
and crying.
I'm going to defend myself.
You
did.
What,
he was
are
wearing,
you, are you
he was wearing dresses.
Editing like everybody else?
I'm going to defend
film
myself.
Editing.
Clearly, I'm the most manly
we
person.
We were doing sake bombs. We were doing Hennessy. We were doing 151. We were doing
we were
it all.
We were pounding 151, bro. We
yeah,
were doing
you know.
Couple mints and everything. And then they just caught me drinking a couple
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah, that's it. Just
I just had one.
You know, Cole.
You've seen me put down the Shotskis. Come on, man.
I've seen a lot of people shit down, put down Shotskis, Cole.
You see shit now, Shotskis.
We can say that.
Can
on
we?
Here, but
can we?
We
can say
that's fine, but we,
yeah. I'm on your side on this one. Right, believe it or not, I have. What's your feeling on Bartles and James?
Oh, Archer.
Is that?
Okay. No.
Here we go.
What?
Wait for it. Never mind.
Uh-oh. No, because Larcher loves Bartles and
James.
I
don't love Bartles
and James.
No, that's
why he just brought it up.
It's a wine cooler.
It's a wine cooler. Yeah, it's a wine cooler.
Like
Al Archer's like...
What's this?
Boob farm. Al Archer had third-degree sunburns from heading to the beach and passing out after drinking 2 sixers of Bartles and James. Because you go to the beach and... Am I right, Casey? It's a true story.
And you want wine coolers.
Yeah.
I wanted margarita.
So now you think you have a pal because Cole is into Mike's Hard Lemonade on an episode of the show.
Yeah.
And now you're looking for
now
backup.
I get it. He gets it. Please. There's nothing wrong with it. Jeez. Booze is booze, gentlemen. That's the bottom line.
Come on. We got some more questions.
For sure.
Yeah, we got All right. American made or great deal? This is horrible.
Never American mind. Made.
What a stupid question.
American made.
White meat or dark meat?
White.
Dark meat.
Both.
Oh, I got a point, finally. All right. Breasts or legs?
Breasts.
Breasts.
Both. Breasts, yeah, we all got that.
I don't even know what legs
Why do
means.
I need to pick?
Droid or iPhone?
I have an iPhone.
Droid.
iPhone. iPhone, okay. Romney or Obama?
Neither.
Neither.
Attaboy.
All right. Punching
you know
a guy
what?
In the face or
I
punching
agree.
A guy in the gut?
Body shots all
Body
day
shots.
Long.
They're much more
Fuck
vicious.
Yeah. Oh, that was punching someone?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
Come
taking,
on, Clark,
I thought it was taking a shot.
No.
No, when you asked me earlier, I thought
shots.
It was taking a shot.
Come on, man. What's the matter with you?
It's, I don't know.
HBO or Showtime?
HBO.
Not you.
I started
You've already
with
asked you the questions.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I mean... I got to go Hazzies. There's great programs on both.
All right. Well, disqualify that one then.
Okay.
Beatles or the Stones?
Uh-oh.
Beatles.
Stones.
Beatles.
Oh, man. You know, I like emo.
I actually that was
hate the
original
Beatles.
Emo.
That's not even a like, I'm not a big fan.
That's
not
a good
a
point.
Cars or boats?
Cars.
Cars.
All right. Speed or power?
Doesn't speed kind of equal power?
Power translates into speed.
Okay, so let's do the technicality.
Same thing, right?
Jack or Jim?
They both sound gay.
I think it's the alcohol.
What are you asking?
Right?
Jim Beam.
Beam.
Jim Beam or Jack Daniels?
Jim.
Beam.
Okay, north or south?
Let's go north.
Well, Clark.
I'm just offended that Evan Williams wasn't even in that question.
Come on, Evan Williams?
Evan.
Oh, God, is that horrible. I've had some nightmares on that.
Did we pass or fail?
No,
yeah,
there was no right. You won, Clark. I just don't want to talk
Thank
about
you
winning.
Goodness gracious.
You won 5-2.
5-2 over you?
Yes, you did.
Nailed it. Done.
Good job. But now, if I would have asked Cliff instead, I think I would have won this.
Nobody knows the rules to this game that we just
there
played.
There is no rules. There were no rules. Game's over. Never want to play this game again. Anyways.
So moving on.
Moving on. So do you have anybody lined up in your sights right now? Is there a fight on the horizon?
I'm hoping I'm fighting by February or March.
Okay.
And I'm hoping I hear something here pretty soon within the next couple weeks to a month. So, I mean, there's nobody really that I can, you know, call out or anything like that. I'm coming off of a loss. So
yeah.
I'm gonna get stuck with, you know, what they think is a good fight, or what I hope they think is a good fight, and, you know, just get the job done.
Okay. All right. Clark was thinking about maybe stepping in to the
yeah,
ring.
If
is it a ring or
in,
is it an octagon?
If you need me to fill in, it's an octagon, right?
Yeah.
It's an octagon. If you need me to fill in, I'm in.
Okay.
I
would
you.
Love
I
for
you
to be my
fine.
Opponent. That would
yeah.
be great.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know if you
could
make 145 pounds.
Which, that last
okay,
fight,
now we're going to get the real
the
test. We're bringing the pepper spray out.
Overseas?
No, that was in California. The one before that was overseas.
Yeah, all right.
Huh.
Overseas. I feel like I was going to war.
No,
it was Australia.
On the other side of the pond, as they would
yeah.
say. Yeah.
Because of this profession, have you pretty much seen the world?
I've seen a few countries. I mean, I know plenty of people that have, you know, are way more well-traveled than I am. But
yeah.
I've been to Canada a couple times. Been to Germany, London, Japan a couple times. Mexico. You know, I've seen some cool places.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With what you're doing right now.
Right. That's through MMA.
Wow.
You know, I went to the Bahamas before, but just on like a cruise. But
yeah,
through MMA, I've seen all those other places.
Oh, that's great.
What's the biggest crowd you've ever fought in front of?
In Las Vegas somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite
Palms
place to fight?
Like
yeah,
that?
What are those?
No, the Palms is really small. Either MGM Grand or Mandalay Bay.
How many are they holding there?
Cool.
I can't even
like around 15,000.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Wow. That's amazing.
So what's it like, I mean, having the crowd? I mean, you come into the thingy, you get into the
thingy.
Bro,
we got to go back. The thingy.
The thingy. The thing the that
thingy.
The battle,
no, he got
the battle
that was
arena.
Good. That was
I'm going
good.
Into the thingy. Yeah.
When you get in the thingy.
Right.
When you get in the octagon,
okay.
And there's, you know, those that many people. I mean, is it just like a high? Is it just an energy?
I mean, I can't speak for what everyone else would be thinking, but for me, the last thing I'm thinking about is what these other people are looking at and what they're thinking about. There's a guy over there that's trying to hurt me before I hurt him, and I'm trying to do the same thing. So I'm thinking just beat this guy's ass.
Is that why there's like no like showboaters? Like it's just business.
I think there are
actually
showboaters.
There are, but there's some good pageantry.
And I don't think the showboaters are a bad thing. Like
no,
you
love
know what?
It.
People never used to complain about a guy in boxing that had poise or talked a lot. They loved it. And in MMA,
or they love to hate it.
In MMA, they just start hating on all these guys that like talk trash or they showboat in the ring. It's like, but 10 years ago when you were watching boxers do the same thing, or even now,
mm-hmm.
People love Floyd Mayweather, or they hate him.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
But
either way, you're buying it to see his product.
Right.
That guy's got poise. You know what I mean? And he can sell a fight.
As you said, I mean, you guys are artists.
I like to see, quote, showboaters. I want to see guys that are talk trash, whether they're good fighters or not. I want to see if they can back up what they're saying. You know, and the guys that do it in the ring, I'm excited to see what they're
doing. It makes
a
show more enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah,
I really think
so, but I think a lot of people, you know, they look down on it. They want to look at MMA like these guys are all, oh, these guys go to college. They're such well-rounded individuals. But really, they're like everybody else.
Right.
Like, there are some well-rounded individuals. There are some genius guys. There are also some really stupid guys.
Huh.
You know what I mean? And some guys that are
from
bad neighborhoods. There's some guys come from very wealthy backgrounds. I think that it's just like a, you know, the product in the UFC right now and the fighters as a whole, I think it's a great representation of America, period. You know, it's got a little bit of everything. But these people like to think that these MMA fighters are like, these guys, you know, they're good old boys, and they're so well-rounded and smart and intricate. And it's like, no, they're not. Some of them are.
Yeah.
Some of them are not.
Yeah, I always think it's ridiculous when they want to make every the proponents for MMA. It's like the proponents want to make it seem like everybody is, you know, got a PhD or this or that and is a martial artist. And but, you know, the detractors want to say, oh, they're a bunch of meatheads,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing human cockfighting. So it's just funny to see those two opposing.
And, I mean, it's true. You're
ideas.
Either going to think one or the other.
Yeah. Or you think it's a sport like anything else. We don't do that with football.
No. Is there a
thing that's – what about, like, Mike's skills? Is that a big part of things?
Mike's skills?
Like, cause,
I mean, yes or no.
I'm trying to draw the line here between this and, like, what professional wrestling became and the reason why it became what it was and what it is now. I'm not saying that your sport would ever get to that because there's smarter people in charge of it than
at
that.
The end of the day,
but I'm saying, but you need to have that. You have to build a product. I mean, you
need television.
Good, you have to have bad. You have to have that.
Chael P. Sonnen.
Yeah, Chael Sonnen. You know, this guy's great. You know, he's been doing workouts, you know, strength training with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
He's also friends with CM Punk, who's going to walk by. I'm sure that, you know, he's done plenty of research, you know, with pro wrestling interviews. Nobody's better than they are at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then you've got, we were talking about this today, a guy like my teammate, Gleason Tibau. The guy's got like 18 UFC fights, and a lot of people don't know
who
he is. You know, I think
he doesn't speak English.
Gleason Tibau.
Tibau.
But those guys do well without speaking English.
What about
few and far between?
I disagree.
No, man.
I mean, if you are undefeated and you can be everyone in the entire world and you're Anderson Silva,
right,
who still can speak English.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Why not go with the almost the pro wrestling idea?
You don't see any Japanese superstars in the UFC. You see good fighters.
No, that's
true. Yushin Okami is a very good fighter.
Yeah, you
see
contenders,
but no one's rushing
to
buy
because he's
t-shirts
not ready to talk. Yeah.
You know, because you want – ultimately, you want to relate
right
to the people you're watching on TV.
But why not go the pro wrestling route and actually get, like, managers? Get a mouthpiece to talk for them. You know, somebody who says, hey, this guy is the best in Japan.
Well, oh,
he doesn't speak English.
Guys do that.
But he's going to kick your ass.
Yeah, guys already do that.
Okay. Oh, well.
They might I haven't seen any managers.
They might not do it like it, do that in the ring.
Yeah.
But they do that in interviews.
There's
they
no
do
Bobby
that.
The Brain Heenan
they
out
do,
there.
They do talk to the UFC for these guys, you know, like that.
Okay.
Mouth.
Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart.
What were we watching today?
Captain
we
just Lou. Watched
Captain
Lou.
First of all, I have to say this. So Cole Stan, with me and my family while he's in town. I had the day off of work today, and we are literally wearing our pajamas right now.
No, that's good.
That's not changed.
So jealous.
We have not changed.
So all we did today was watch movies and pick up my wife from the gym. Yeah, but that was like nighttime.
Right, but either way, we're still in our PJs.
Yeah, we put our PJs back on after training.
Yeah.
So long story short, we were watching this movie called Monster Brawl.
Monster Brawl.
Monster Brawl. And it's like... Wolfman versus Frankenstein, Cyclops is in there, a bunch of monsters.
Cyclops fought Witch Bitch.
Yeah, Witch Bitch was his opponent.
Cyclops won, right?
It's for the middleweight title. I don't want to give anything away. Don't tell
me.
They might
want to
see that.
How is Witch Bitch? Like,
you gotta see it. It's excellent, but there's a lot of pro wrestlers in there.
It was a squash match.
Yeah.
Fellas, I've got to tell you, my dad told me that he just recently watched his first movie. And
first movie?
He his first movie in a while.
Okay.
I faded off there. This could actually get me in trouble bringing it up now, I think. But he went and watched, I think it's called Here Comes the Boom with Kevin James.
Yeah, I wanted to see it too. I never got to see
it. He went and saw it. He laughed his ass off.
It's got Boss Root in it.
But I'm saying, I think that, Cole, you and I are alike because he made a movie where he made fun of Segway riders because I'm a Segway tour guide here in the city. And Kevin James was in that movie, and now he's in this UFC movie where he's playing one of them. I think we have something in common with that. Anyway.
Okay. That's true.
That's all. Yeah.
All right. He does Segway tours. You do.
I also want to say that I'm a proud Vespa owner. So if you ride
Vespa? Could we go for a cruise together sometime?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Topped out about the same thing. 15, 20 miles an hour.
50.
I'm only topping out at about 24 if I get like the souped up max version of something.
I don't ride anything that weighs less than me. Motorcycle wise.
So yeah, it's a good strategy. You wanted to see this movie. Here Comes the Boom.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to.
It looks funny, man.
I love Kevin James, so I'm in.
MMA related movie I made so far. I think that the ones that have involved MMA have all been really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they trying too hard to be serious?
Maybe, but
you know what I mean? Like, not. I mean, sure. I'm not saying that it's not a serious.
Has anybody died in the MMA yet?
A couple people.
Yeah.
We had a guy in South Carolina die last year. No, I think it was 2 years ago. But he had, I think he had some sort of pre-existing.
He already had, he already had like a clot or something like that.
A young guy, he was in his 30s, died in the state of Texas.
Cause
it's like 2008, I want to say.
You guys need your Brian song, is what it is. You know? You need that one. Do you know what I'm talking about, Brian's song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
the football movie?
Yeah.
The Bears?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I got you.
No one's died in the UFC,
right?
You know, yeah.
Are you saying they need one to really lift the sport? Like,
well, to make a great movie, you need that one emotional movie.
I tell you what,
yeah.
There is going to be an emotional movie. I haven't gotten a chance to see it. Maybe you did, Cole. What was it called? Once I Was Champion.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's a documentary, though. Huh. It's a Evan Tanner story.
Oh, I would really like to see that.
Yeah, it just came out. Evan Tanner, super crazy guy. Used to fight in the UFC. Was the middleweight champion at one point. Just wanted a stage. He used MMA as a stage to try to like convince people to be better human beings.
Right.
Like that's what his whole goal was.
I'm already disgusted.
Only wanted to use UFCs like if I can get a stage and maybe I can get my message out. And just a real kind of off the beaten path guy and drove out in the desert to die and died. But they made a documentary about him. It's supposed to be a tearjerker, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Well,
yeah. Excuse me.
Did you know him?
No, I didn't know him personally.
Yeah. No, he was one of the older school guys. Like, yeah, been around.
I know people that did know him, and I met him before. But
okay.
We weren't friends or anything like
you
that.
You guys weren't playing like Black Ops or nothing,
right? Yeah.
Let's
Hey, Bulls won tonight.
All right.
101-78 over Dallas. 101-78 over Dallas. Rondo, real quick, that ended his streak, his assist streak, for over 10 a game for a while. He's second for the most consecutive games with over 10 assists per game with 37. Only Magic Johnson has more with 46, but his ended tonight at 37 because he got ejected from that game for fighting.
Yeah. Tonight's topic is fighting. That's a perfect night. We couldn't have planned it any better.
Right.
Take care, guys.
See ya. Comedy Exit is out. Cool.
So, are you what sports teams are you? What sports teams do you like?
I like the Atlanta Braves for baseball.
All right.
And I like, if I'm around town, I go for the Cubbies games. One of my first memories.
You guys wearing a Cubs beanie right now.
Yeah. One of my first memories as a kid was being at Wrigley Field. You know, when, and like I said, there was that little small period where I lived in Chicago.
Right.
One of my earliest memories is me being decked out in Chicago, you know, Cubs uniform.
Yeah.
So I got like that special place in my heart. But I'm a Philadelphia Flyers guy for hockey. And that's it.
If it ever returns.
And I don't religiously watch sports, but when it's playoff time, if one of them's there, then I'll watch all the games.
Are you a Falcons fan at all? Or?
I don't like football.
You don't like football. Wow.
I can't get into it.
Al, are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
I heard him talking to Clark when we first got here, and he was saying, oh, I just can't get behind the Bears. And the look that Clark had was a little frightening.
It's not the Bears' problem.
Right.
It's football.
You're just not into the game. God, you too, Cliff, huh?
Nah.
A guy who likes chess and you can't do football.
Which is frustrating.
Oh,
he does the chess thing.
This guy runs a bar. This guy lies to people nonstop.
I don't lie to anybody. I tell people what they want to hear. It's a big difference.
When these people come to his bar right after a big win in a Bears, you know, hoodie and hat, and they've got face paint on, and they just look like idiots. He's like, right on, and he's like high fiving people. He's like, yeah, go Bears.
That's never happened. Clark, you've been there on
Sunday. He don't even like football.
He high fives me at the bar and.
My wife yelled at me the other day because she walked in the room and it was Sunday and I had football on. And wow. She was like,
finally!
No, she was like, what are you doing? She was really confused.
No, I get in trouble for football sometimes, all the time.
What are you going to do?
I just dropped Red Zone now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
I was looking to lower the cable bill. That was part of it.
Get rid of cable.
You told me. You're done with cable.
You do not need cable. It is such a scam.
Why am I paying for TV?
I literally haven't had cable since I lived at my parents' house.
Waste of time.
I moved out.
Hey,
and that wasn't last year.
The first question I wanted to ask you, Cole, now that we'll start this interview, is the very first one on the list is, who picked your Wikipedia picture? Have you seen this thing? Do you understand what's representing you when people Google you?
Oh, I got to see this. Can we pull this up?
Oh, please. Let's get this up here. This is ridiculous.
Oh, right on. Yeah, that was after a beatdown.
Was that Jeremy Stevens?
That was after Jeremy Stevens.
I think Jeremy Stevens picked the picture for you.
He probably did. Yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I've got a Y-shaped cut going up my forehead.
Interesting story.
Yeah.
I was with Cole at that fight.
It's like Tinkerbell just flapped you in the face a few times.
I got elbowed in the brow, and then I got another elbow in the brow. So I had a normal laceration, and then the punches thereafter caused, you know, a separation. So I have a Mercedes symbol in my head.
I thought this was...
Wow.
This was really not what I was expecting. I was at that fight, and...
you were cornering me.
Yeah, I was cornering Cole for that fight.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
And... after the fight, actually, the first one that I went to corner him, he won. No injuries, no nothing. So it's like, as soon as he's done, it's like, awesome. Go back to a hotel room, change, and now we're back watching the rest of the fights and partying. Yeah. After this fight, and I don't know, it just kind of threw me for a loop because I thought maybe, like, what do you think happens when a guy gets cut up and he's got to get stitches and he needs medical attention?
Yeah.
What do you think happens to him?
I think that he gets a little medical attention.
They put him in an ambulance in the alley behind the casino.
No kidding.
Yeah, swear to God. We're like standing out there.
Let me just go ahead.
That's
and
where
on
you
that.
Went?
I'm not saying it wasn't professional.
It's professional, though. I had the ambulance there.
I had Dr. Shu, who is one of the, best surgeons out there, period. I think he's a specialist in eyes. And okay. I had a cut, just over my brow. And a plastic surgeon couldn't have done a better job. This guy is the fight doctor for the UFC.
While you were there, he just
right.
Yeah, literally, we went out to the alley.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just kind of funny. I'm not trying to smash the UFC or nothing, but it was like
there was no need to go to a hospital.
What room is set up as a hospital room? Where are we? Are we in the conference center?
You got the fire door here.
The alarm goes off as you open the door.
Yeah. You know? Is it surreal?
I have been in the hospitals after fights, too.
Yeah.
And that's a worse experience than being in the back room of a venue or in an ambulance in an alley.
Why is that? You go in?
I mean, you've been to a hospital before.
Right, yeah.
Okay, whether you're a UFC fighter or not, you're going to be in the waiting room.
Good point.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
And if you walk in and it's like an arm break or something,
yeah,
they're going to treat the guy who comes in with a head wound before you.
Or that old guy that says, my chest hurts.
That one gets him. Yeah. The old guy with the chest hurts gets him.
Yeah.
So what, do you go to like a mob doctor? Or?
No, it's just in the emergency room. Like,
it's the BS.
It is.
In the alley.
In the alley?
Yeah.
I just missed everything.
Yeah, it's so quiet over there.
You got your drink refilled real well, though, Al. Nice job. Thanks for walking away.
One last thing. Maybe you can shed some insight on this because it's popular in the sports world right now. What are your thoughts on concussions?
I mean, I've had a few. I think that they're a part of the sport and all sports, and I think that these athletes do not deserve special attention for them, that you have to accept that as a risk when you're going into the sport. And I don't think something, quote, needs to be done about it, but I think that it should have already been planned for. You know what I mean? I don't think it should be like, man, these concussions are leading to massive depression and, these guys are getting Alzheimer's at an early age. I think that should be common knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, the UFC, we have a fighter summit, an annual fighter summit, and we get it all explained to us about, the things that can be done with concussions, how you know when you have a concussion, what to do when you have a concussion, what not to do when you have a concussion. And I think that if you're going to be and I don't even think that the UFC has a responsibility to tell us that. I think that you as an athlete, in whatever sport you play, it should be your job to know the risks of what you're getting involved in and how to go about that if you have that kind of problem.
Yeah.
So these people feel, I'm sorry for football players, and there's no more helmet to helmet contact. Now you know why I can't get into football.
Well,
that sport is going to be like
that sport's changed. Yeah,
it's
going that way. I agree with you on that, Cole.
Do you worry about your future though? I mean, do you worry about your long term?
For sure. I mean, I got Alzheimer's that runs in the family.
Yeah,
I've had 3 or 4 concussions. I think 3 from MMA and 1 from hockey when I was a younger kid.
Right.
But I didn't go out, drinking every night after I had these concussions and doing things that can make these concussions worse, getting back to training.
Gainer.
I'm one of those guys when I'm injured, I stop.
Yeah.
I know a lot of guys that are like, gotta train. Let's say they got knocked out, the first thing they're going to do is get back in the gym. Nah, fool. You got knocked out. There's a reason that doctor says no contact for 60 days or 30 days or, 90 days. You don't need to get hit in the head.
So in an NFL game, that guy will get hit in the head. Like, the quarterback gets hit in the head. They have doctors right on him and say you have to come out of the game. In a UFC fight, it's the same kind of thing, right?
I mean it's
the doctor will come in if he needs to.
It's a 15-minute.
But the ref usually calls
it. It's a 15-minute thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, that's true.
Or 25 if you're in a title fight. There's not going to be someone taking you out.
Right.
The referee will stop a fight due to a massive head blow or something like that. The doctor will, indicate to the referee that the fight needs to be stopped if there's a horrible cut that the bleeding will go into the eye or that they think that's going to be an issue. But, I mean, sometimes you just have a concussion after the fight. You got knocked out or you took you know, you were responsive. You know, the referee tells you, oh, you need to be active. But that doesn't mean you didn't take punches. So you're going to come out and you're going to have a concussion or an illegal blow, you know, or something like that might happen. Well, when it happens, don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
Now,
I have a question for you.
Please.
Talking about cuts and injuries, I've seen a lot of debate on elbows in the UFC.
Right.
And, like, there's this growing faction of fans that want to do away with elbows in MMA because elbows have the potential and the tendency to cause superficial cuts, right? Cuts that aren't damaging you as a person. They're just, you know, superficial. But the blood is coming down into your eye. If it's above your eyebrow or it affects your vision in any way, then the doc will stop it immediately, even if the fighter is completely aware and cognizant and hasn't been rocked.
Right.
So, like, there's this growing faction that says, hey, these elbows are kind of like becoming, you know, not like a cheap victory, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just because this guy got a cut above his eye doesn't mean he can't
fight. Well, these are the same people, you know, or maybe it's a poor example, but it's also used in the same way for headbutts. Headbutts
sure.
were causing lacerations very easily. Now, also, headbutts looked freaking brutal.
Yeah.
So that's why they had to outlaw it. You know, like, you're trying to
you
make
you can't sell this to the general public.
Yeah, you can't sell a mainstream sport where there's headbutts involved. But that was what was happening with the headbutts, is a guy was getting in someone's guard or mount, or someone was mounted, and they're throwing headbutts, and, you know, you're getting easy cuts,
mm-hmm.
you know, and fights were having to be stopped because of that. Now, me personally, I like the old strike force rules where you have standing elbows.
No right. elbows on the ground.
Right.
Elbows on the feet are okay.
Now, I'm fine with using elbows on the ground if the guy on bottom can throw up kicks to a downed opponent.
Yeah, sure.
You know, right now the rule is if the opponent is standing over you and you're on your back or on the ground, you can kick up if he is standing, meaning on 2 points. But once
right.
he's grounded, a pinky touches the ground while he's on two, or his knee comes down to the ground while he's on his 2 feet as a base. Once you are on 3 points on the ground, there's no more up kicking from the bottom.
Like, if you're on your back, you can't kick up at this guy.
Right, right, right.
He can come down
unless he's at two.
But,
if he's on 2 feet, yes.
Yeah.
Pinky's down. No, yeah.
3 points.
Here's the thing is when you allow elbows, a guy no longer has to create distance between himself and his opponent to throw a punch. Because he can stay a shorter distance between the opponent, and he can throw a small elbow. You know, he can frame on the face and just do something, you know, real short. But if you took those out, the guy would have to create posture. Now, once posture is created, you have to throw a more technical strike, and also the guy that's on the bottom is able to work jiu-jitsu.
He has more options.
Now, I think if you are going to allow elbows to the top, which is one of those short moves, you should allow the guy from the bottom to be able to throw the up kick to a downed opponent.
Fair enough.
And I think that would clear up, because I'm a guy that can fight off of my back, and that's one of the things is if a guy is trying to stall or keep his elbows in and keep your hips from moving to throw submission attempts and things like that.
Right.
I mean, what kind of offense do you have?
Well, I think you mentioned that earlier. Condit put a lot of beat into
before the show, I was
GSP,
talking about that.
Yeah.
If everybody saw the picture.
Sorry, before the show, you and I were.
Yeah.
If
GSP looked messed up in that post-fight press conference.
Yeah, no, he did.
I'm not trying to say he lost the fight.
No, he won the fight. We all agree.
Bottom,
right? Yeah.
On the bottom.
Yeah. But Condit did the damage. Some of it from the top. I mean, in the third round with the kick.
Correct.
But
you saw his face. You think all that was from that?
No, 90 seconds
of flurry.
Not from when he was on his back.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it was when Condit was on his back. You're right. Yeah, I saw.
Do you have a specialty in your fighting style? Like, is there?
I think that I'm more proficient in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and then like my secondary martial art, I think it would probably be boxing.
Okay.
I like to do it all. I really don't even like MMA. I tell you that all the time. I hate sparring MMA. I hate sparring with MMA fighters. I like boxing boxers. I like training kickboxing with kickboxers,
mm-hmm.
and I like putting on the gi for Jiu-Jitsu and going with guys that only do Jiu-Jitsu. I have a much better time doing that.
Yeah,
I think that's fun. That's martial arts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're training mixed martial arts, it's just you're in that anything goes kind of format, and it's not a good time.
Right.
You know.
Do you find
work,
it easy?
That's work.
Do you find it easy to mess the mixes, so to speak?
The mixing it is the hardest thing because
Do you think that comes easy to you or no?
I think it used to, because when you first start, you're fighting whoever's coming. And when I got into it, there wasn't YouTube footage of every single guy you were fighting. And what you knew about your opponent was, oh, this guy's a grappler. Mm-hmm. Oh, this guy's a self-proclaimed striker. Or he's got a wrestling background. But you're not – this guy's not known for his double legs and kimuras or his vicious leg kicks and knees. You know what I'm saying? Now we're getting into more specific things, and game planning has to be – it's a real thing. You have to be a game planner. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be, but it definitely gives you the advantage having to do that. But it came easy to me in the beginning because you're training constantly techniques that are effective for mm-hmm. you,
yeah.
you know, in almost any environment. Your go-to, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
Like we talked about earlier, your go-to.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. Cole brought up a couple of DVDs from our past, and it's like a highlight DVD. It has all of our
Our old team.
All
our
first team. Amateur fights, so it's got my fights on there, Cole's fights on there, all this stuff. And it was hilarious because we were watching it, and Cole was like, man, like, we didn't suck, you know?
We
didn't know a lot of things, but the things that we did, we were able to do well.
Right.
And that was the difference because back then, like Cole said, you had a couple things you knew you were good at.
Right.
And it's not like, oh, man, this guy never gets triangled, or this guy, like, defends really well from here. You just did what you did, right?
Yeah, so as far as, like, if it comes easy to mixing, I think it did in the beginning. And, like, now it's harder to mix it because – it's not martial arts anymore. It's a sport.
It's a sport, man.
And you're going against other athletes.
You're playing
and,
for points.
And
you gotta
win. And you're not gonna do what you feel is just or right, you know, as a martial artist all the time. You're gonna have to do, well, this guy's not good at wrestling and you need to work on that. So put him on his back and expose where he's weak.
When you're in there, is it instant or is there thought? You know what I mean? Is it like instinct? Or?
I've had fights where I never thought one. It was like the fight was over, and I had no memory of it. Like there wasn't like a blackout, but like you try to remember the fight, and like, oh, I remember this kind of happened. I don't know how we got in that position. That's what I mean by that. But then I've got other fights where I was thinking too much in the fight, and thinking's not a bad thing. Thinking too much is a bad thing,
right?
You know. But sometimes you have to think to adjust to, you know, what's coming your way. You might not be prepared for something. Next thing you know, you're mounted and the guy's throwing bombs on top of you. A lot of people's reaction is to just turn belly down and give their back up. Mm-hmm. I think you should probably think in that situation before you do something like that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so sometimes you think and sometimes you just react.
Actually, no. I have no idea. What I'm agreeing to there. But,
yeah, let's get in the floor. Let's find out how you would react in that situation. All
right. Yeah, let's see here.
Pause and think, you know, while elbows are being rained down on your dome.
No, I'd probably just tap out at that point.
Yeah.
have you guys ever fought?
No, I mean, we trained together. But not
like,
in a fight.
No.
Really?
No.
What are you guys doing Saturday night? Trader Todd's, huh? How about it?
Yeah, put it on.
El's the best promoter on Seminary Avenue.
That's not exactly my venue.
All right. Well.
It is mine. That'd be like me fighting on my home turf.
Right.
So you'd have the advantage. You've got this. Yeah.
It's all good.
It's fine.
Cole would be distracted by bad singers.
I'm not making 145, though.
He knows
every inch
of that beer garden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know
is that
exactly
what you're fighting at these days, 145?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Mm. Wow. You were at 155 for a while, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I decided to move down.
Nice.
145 is my target.
Yeah.
Things going well?
Yeah, the first time I did it didn't feel very good. I overtrained a lot, and I put a lot of thought into it, and then this last time I was like, you know what, I can do this. Like, it doesn't have to be this long drawn out thing where you got to do three workouts a day and stuff like that. So I actually felt really good going into that that last fight, and I think that I probably didn't think enough.
Right.
You know? But 145. I feel good at that. You know, I walk around 170 pounds, 168, 167, somewhere in there. It kind of just depends. But
yeah,
I feel much better at 145 than I did at 55.
Yeah.
If you're ever looking to increase weight and you need a little help, you just give me a call. I'm a professional. Right. We'll eat a lot of milkshakes and donuts. It's a good time. It's a good life.
I'm lactose intolerant. I don't know if
I am too, but you know what? It's worth it.
Okay.
It is worth it. Believe me.
Your stomach will evolve. Okay.
Yeah, it deals with
it'll get used to it.
Yeah.
It kicks out what it doesn't need. It's perfectly natural.
It hurts.
Yeah. Have you ever had that, like, the blackout during the middle of the comedy show? Like, not from the booze or anything, but, like, It's the same thing.
Were you
Cole in the ring.
I mean,
he'll finish up a fight and then not even remember.
You mean after I drank the bottle of...
No, not the Jameson. No. All right. But, like, sometimes you'll do a whole scene and not even remember the enemy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you'll become the character.
Exactly.
And you'll be completely void of yourself.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that. Yeah.
Good, Clark.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Larcher and Lawrence in Sports Show. Before I call this off, Al, I need your pick. Bears score this week. Bears, Seahawks, Sunday.
Bears 7, Seattle 3.
Bears 7?
I'm not giving this off.
Seattle
3? Right? To hell with them.
Nah, last time I underestimated them. I'm going to go this time. Bears 24, Seattle 17.
And Cole, you're making an appearance somewhere, is that right? Or?
I'm just doing those two seminars this weekend.
Okay.
The one at Gracie Baja Louis,
in the loop.
Jiu-Jitsu for MMA. And the one at
Fonseca Martial Arts, 853 West Belmont. You can find them both on Facebook, right?
Yeah,
on Cole's
yeah.
Facebook page.
Yeah, check out my fan page. You know, check out my Twitter, at Cole Miller ACC. Give a shout-out to my boy Nate Diaz, fighting for the lightweight world title.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. About 10 days.
Whoop, whoop,
yep, indeed.
And,
the 8th, I believe that one is, right?
Yeah. December 8th, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I just want to thank the guys at Stradale Cycles also.
Oh, I thought it was a sandwich shop.
Hooking me up here recently.
The BMTs there.
Cool. Yeah.
Check them out. Stradale.com.
Thanks for coming on. As always, this show is brought to you by Comedy Accident at the Underground. Next show, Saturday, January 12th. We'd like to thank Dave over there for all the help over at the Underground. A big thank you again to Cliff Hagerman for coming on. He's our MMA guy. Cole, thanks again. Last time I do it. Yep, there he is. Al Larcher, thanks for another night of the show.
Yeah, thanks, Clark.
We'll see you next Wednesday, 8:30. Lay your troubles down.